Good morning, Nellis County. I'm Jim Phillips, and I am joined today with the Ennis Regional Medical Center.
That's right.
Director of Strategic Marketing, Terry Barton. Terry, congratulations on coming into KBEC and talking with us today.
Thank you.
You and I have been trying to get this together for a long time, and I can't tell you how happy I am to actually finally have a chance to interview you.
Me too. I'm excited to be sitting in this chair and actually getting to visit with you for a little bit.
7 years. Tell me what you've seen at Ennis Regional Medical Center in those 7 years as their marketing director.
I've seen a lot of changes. Not only within our hospital, but within the Ennis and Ellis County communities. I came from a large hospital in Fort Worth, JPS Health Network, and I consciously made that decision to come to a smaller community and work at a smaller rural hospital, and have really enjoyed that change, but it has been a change. Ennis, I think you'll find, if you'll take some time to look at us, is really upgrading its standard of care. We're now a 4-star rated hospital. We were given that by CMS, which is the Center of for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It is a national rating program, and you're gonna see more and more coming out of Ennis Regional. I hope people will give us a chance and take a look at what we have to offer.
60 beds, but a complete hospital? I mean, most in all services?
Yes. There are some specialties that we don't have, like in surgical, but if you go to our website at ennisregional.com, you'll see all of the services that we provide. We do know what our limitations are, but we have very strong relationships with hospitals in Dallas. So we know, and when we can't handle a particular patient, we certainly stabilize them and send them out as quickly as possible. But for the most part, whether it's surgical or acute care services, we can do most of what a community like Ennis or Waxahachie or Midlothian would require. So,
last couple weeks ago, we had your CEO on, Bob Honeycutt.
Yes.
And he talked about patient safety and the whole concept of patient care. Found it fascinating to talk to him. Can you expand on that a little more? Tell us about what Ennis Medical Center does for patient care and how you address that.
Well, we, first of all, our hashtag that we use in social media is ExperienceERMC. And the reason why we chose that is so that people would get the idea that it is an experience. We feel like we have more personalized care, more patient-centric care, and that is what's going to differentiate us, not only with the patients, but with their families as well. And so that 4-star rating all plays into things like bedside shift reporting, communicating thoroughly with families and the patient at the same time, mortality.
That's critical. The whole family buy-in.
That's right.
Making sure that the husband, the wife, the boyfriend, whoever the patient has there is kind of their support system, that they're understanding what's going on.
Right. And let me tell you, we get testimonials all the time from patients and their families talking about the different kind of care that they're receiving at Ennis Regional Medical Center.
Awesome. Well, we're here today to talk about something that's very near and dear to your heart, though.
Yes.
I want to find out more about what it takes to become a friend of the ERMC.
This is a program we started 3.5, almost 4 years ago. It is a membership group for people who are 55 and older.
It's going to cost you $15, but it's only for a year.
It's the best deal in town, I promise you. For $15, you get a monthly luncheon followed by a program speaker, usually on health-related topics like diet.
So I get free lunch for $15 for 12 lunches?
That's right. Well, 10.
Okay,
because
10.
We meet August through May.
Okay.
June and July, we take a recess so that people can go on vacation, spend time with their grandkids, and also to give us a chance to work on programming and that kind of thing. When we originally started the program, we thought we'd have 25 or 30 people in a room, and lo and behold, we ended up with 60 charter members, and that grew by 151% the first year and has grown every year since. So we know there's a need in Ellis and surrounding counties for this, and we want to be the expert in the healthcare arena for that 55 and older group.
Math wasn't my strong point in college, but are you telling me you've got over 200 people now enrolled in this?
We do.
That's incredible.
And we average about 125 people at each meeting. So our members are very special. It's a great group of people, and they come in and they look forward to the monthly meetings each month, and they come to socialize, and they come for the education as well. So it's really kind of a neat program that we're able to
offer. Can you tell me some of the topics that you kind of go over or what the speakers may talk about?
Sure. So in August, we usually kick off the year with a welcome back, friends. That's more of a social type gathering. In September, we do our annual Celebrate Seniors Health Fair, where we offer flu shots and have vendors from all over Ellis County. And
oh, that's great.
We're hoping to get KBC out there next year for a live program. But in December, we had a musical program celebrating Christmas. And then this year, or in January, we'll have a program that will talk about staying fit throughout the winter months. We're calling it the Friends of ERMC Winter Boot Camp.
Oh, now do I have to do sit-ups and push-ups?
No. Okay. It's just to come and learn how to keep you healthy and safe throughout this cold winter that we're having. So
now you were telling me with 200 people, you've had to move this off-site. So it's not actually at the medical center itself, but it's off-site. Where's that location?
So you're right. We've had to move it three different times to accommodate the growth that we've seen in this program. We now meet at Tabernacle Baptist Church Family Life Center, which is located at 1200 Country Club Road in Ennis, Texas. We meet on the fourth Thursday of every month, except for November and December, depending on the holidays.
And if they wanted to get information about it, go to the Ennis Regional Medical website, or how do they get more info?
Two ways to get more info. One is to go to our website, which is ennisregional.com, and the other is to call our toll-free number at 1-855-875-ERMC.
Give that to me again, huh?
1-855-875-ERMC.
Gotcha. Okay.
And they can find out all about the program. If they're interested, they can come and visit and see if they like it, and then fill out registration information, and we'll take it from there.
Fantastic. We got about a minute and a half. I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to work with Ennis Regional Medical Center here on Health Tips. We look forward to educating our Ellis County listenership on everything that you're wonderful medical center offers. And in closing, anything you'd like to add?
I just want to thank you, Jim. You've been such a big supporter, and I'm just happy that Ennis Regional Medical Center is finally here at KBC.
Well, we're looking forward to it too. Hey, tune in every second and fourth Fridays, 8:05 to 8:15. We're going to have the Ennis Regional Medical Center staff in-house answering questions, taking points of view. If there's ever anything you need to know about the program, send us an email at jphillips@kbec.com. We'll try and get those questions answered for you, get them over to Terry, and get more information about it. That's what it's all about. Thank you for listening in this morning. Ennis Regional Medical Center, check out Friends of ERMC, their winter boot camp. RSVPs again, 1-855-875-ERMC. That's 1-855-875-3762. Check out Ennis Regional Medical Center for all your medical and health tip needs. Thanks for listening in. Hey, have a great morning.